So I gotta ask, what do you have in your toolbox? Now, I'm not talking about the toolbox that is in your garage or in your closet. Now, do you think tools are just for carpenters and plumbers? Well, think again. Rather, if you're aware of it or not, you also have a toolbox as well. Often unconsciously, we fill our personal toolboxes with the tools that helps us acquire what we need, build what we want, and overcome our daily obstacles and find our way. One of the hallmarks of a successful person is a toolbox full of relevant, practical, and handy tools. The first tool to add to our toolbox is being more proactive. So you may be wondering, what does this have to do with becoming more proactive? Well, today we will be discussing 5 key steps on becoming more proactive and a call to action that will challenge you on getting the most out of your day. So go ahead, turn off your TVs and jump off that Instagram for a bit, because today's episode is about to start. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. Buzzsprout has already helped well over 100,000 podcasters. Buzzsprout will also get your podcast listed on some of the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. Plus, Buzzsprout also provides the necessary resources to learn the ins and outs of the podcasting world from the people who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy our episode, and if you're streaming this on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. So if you can leave us a rating and review, I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. So on today's episode, we are recording episode 14, Becoming More Proactive. Now this one kind of hits home because, I mean, I am my own victim on being a procrastinator. And it's a funny story, actually. My family, started with my grandfather. He created an acronym for our last name. So Pringle, as in like the potato crisp. So on this acronym, P actually stood for proactive. So ideally, in the Pringle family, the first priority in our lives is to be proactive, to try to get the most out of our day. Now, me, I joke about it, you know, especially with my mom, where I make the joke about switching the P from being proactive to procrastinate, because it's easy to procrastinate, especially when it's something that we don't want to do, but it's an object that we have to get through. So I totally understand that. So it's kind of a funny inside joke. So today we are going to be talking about being more proactive. We are also going to be covering the difference from being proactive versus reactive, and then also the 5 key takeaways for today's episode on how to become a bit more proactive through organizing and prioritizing throughout your day. So let's go ahead and dive into the definition of being proactive versus being reactive. So proactive, it means accepting personal responsibility for your attitudes, thoughts, and behaviors. Instead of blaming other people, the company that you work for, organizations, or circumstances, if you're proactive, you have the ability to respond rather than react to circumstances. Proactive people are more than just positive thinkers. They face a reality, and then they create a positive, goal-oriented plan of accomplishment. They carry their weather with them, Rather, if it rains or shines, makes absolutely no difference for them. They are value-driven, and if their value is to produce good quality work, it isn't a function of whether the weather is conducive to it or not. Now, on the flip side of the coin, reactive people focuses on the problems and circumstances over which they have no control over. For example, if the weather is good, they feel good. If it isn't, then they let the weather affect their attitude and their performance. The result is that these circumstances grow and consume areas over which control could be exercised. Consequently, everything becomes a concern about which nothing can be done. The thing I do want to stress on being reactive is about 96% of Americans that has a reactive sense of purpose. They go into a thing called autopilot. Now, with autopilot, you just do the same thing over and over again without asking why or question the ways and things are done. You know, it's just a part of life. So there's an interesting story I found online. It was called The Power of Proactivity, and I wanted to share with you guys. So the story is told by a young couple making dinner. The wife always cuts the edges off of the ham before she bakes it. And the husband asks, "Why do you do that? That just seems very wasteful." "I don't know," she answers. "It's just what my mother always did." So they asked the mother, how come you always cut the ends off the ham before you bake it?" And the mother responds and says, "I don't know, that's the way grandmother always did it." So then they asked the grandmother, why did you always cut the ends off the ham before you baked it?" And the grandmother replies, "Well, that's the only way I could get it to fit in the pan." So here's the thing, you guys. Too often, we go through life never stopping to think about what we are doing and why. We get up in the morning and we go on autopilot, and it takes us through the day. We react to whatever comes our way, overlooking the many other choices we have available to us. As human beings, we are responsible for our own lives. You are what you are today because of the choices you made yesterday. So the one thing I do want to stress is we need to get out of that mindset, that autopilot. Because again, 96% of Americans are reporting that they are on autopilot. So how do we break that habit? And actually, it was a very interesting story here. Last episode, I mentioned to you guys about my friend. He is starting a band. And just the other day, we were talking just quickly on the phone. And he mentioned that, you know, he's kind of hitting a creative barrier on writing his first real song. And he wants to write the song, and he wants to, you know, go out and start traveling and playing at different, you know, bars, venues, weddings, or whatever to get his name out. And he's like, "Byron, I can't find the time to do it. I don't know if I want to do it, but I can't find the time. I can't find the place to do so, and I don't know what to do." And I said, "Well, let me tell you something here." So instead of saying, "I need to do this," just tell yourself, "I don't have the passion for it. I don't want to do this anymore." And the phone went quiet, and he was like, "Well, that's not what I want to do, though." I said, "Right, but when you tell yourself that, yeah, I don't have the passion for it. I don't want to do this anymore," then look how quickly your mindset changes to, "I can't find the time. I don't want to do it," to, "Hey, you know what? You know, you're not going to trick me with this language. I am wanting to do this." It's like saying that, you know, you're working all the time and you don't spend time with your spouse or significant other, and you tell yourself, "You know, I don't love them anymore. I don't have time for them." And if you do truly love them and you want to have a relationship with them, you're going to quickly bounce back and say, "No, that's a bunch of BS. I do love him. I do love her." You know, and it changes that language barrier, and it breaks through that barrier that it creates a sound way on seeing what is important to you. It prioritizes, and it creates a way that you can then become more adaptable to the situation and then become better at it. So today we're going to go ahead and start with the five keys on become more proactive. And I'm going to tell you something before we get into it. My buddy that has his guitar, he wrote his first song. So once he gets it completely recorded and edited and all that, I'm going to see if he'd be willing to jump on the show here and kind of share his experience with it. So that's going to be pretty exciting. So the five ways to become more proactive. It's number one, set goals. You cannot be proactive unless if you have goals to accomplish. You know, if you wake up every day and say, for example, the only thing you have to do is go to work, pick the kids up, cook dinner, and then rest for like an hour before you go to bed. I mean, there's no goals. There's nothing to shoot for. So it is important to set sound goals on whatever you want to achieve. Again, it can be relationship wise. You can say, hey, you know what? We are going to set a night out of the week for date night. You know, you can set a goal on what time, what day of the week, what works best for you and your spouse. Or again, like my friend with his guitar, he wants to start writing music. You know, what kind of goals is he setting? I'm going to practice 1 hour every day. I work 8 to 4, get home by 4:30. So from 5 to 6, that's my time with my guitar. I'm going to start practicing. That is a goal for him to eventually get better, to get to that point where he feels confident enough to start writing his own music and to start recording his music and being out in public and presenting his work. So that is obviously goal one. Number one is set goals. Number two, get organized. I mean, you can have a list of goals in your mind, but until you get it on a piece of paper and write out what you need to do in order to achieve these goals, they're just goals. They're just things in your mind. So again, get organized, write out your goals on a piece of paper and plan on how you're going to achieve your goals. Third and foremost, take responsibility. This is the step that people always fail at. Not everyone, but most people will fail on it. In the same way, like I work in the restaurant world, and when you do counseling, when you do documentation on an employee, you issue the documentation and then there's no follow-up on that. Well, then there's no repercussions behind it because it's just simply a piece of paper given. Now, are you going to follow up? Are you taking responsibility on making sure that that individual is doing their work, their job, based off of what you coached them on? So taking responsibility. So again, if you're saying, hey, you know, let's use an example on setting up a savings account. Okay, so you want to save $100, let's just say $100 a month. So you want to save $1,200 at the end of the year. This is a good goal. So that's $100. You get paid twice a week because you get paid bi-weekly. You get paid twice a month. That's bi-weekly. So that's $50 every check. Well, say for example, when you get paid, you had something come up, and so you got to use that $50 to cover that expense. So when you get paid again, you should invest $100, take the responsibility, and to equal up to what you want to save. You know, taking responsibility, taking ownership, and having a plan, getting organized on making that happen, so that at the end of the year, you'll have that $1,200 in your savings. So number four, prioritize what you can control. Now, I understand when we make goals and when we set objectives and we're trying to be proactive, you got to try to control the areas that you can control. There's other things, again, uncontrollable factors that you can't control, but the things that you can't control, you have to remain a positive mind state in. So you can't get negative, you can't tear yourself down. And you got to, again, prioritize what you can control. So again, If it is taking the kids to soccer practice at 5 p.m., you know, making plans, you know, set goals that, you know, the kids are going to be ready by 4:30. They're going to have their gear. They're going to get organized. We're going to take responsibility. The kids are going to take responsibility, make sure they have everything they need and set to go by 4:30. And again, prioritize what you can control, following up with the kids and making sure they have all their gear. They have their drinks they need to be out on the field by 5 p.m. So that's just an analogy you can use there, but you can use anything, honestly, whatever you're working towards. Again, prioritize what you can control. Again, there are things that you can't control in life, and that's just a part of life, but whatever you can control, try to take control in a positive manner. And five, use constructive language. Again, when things go south for you, what are you telling yourself? We covered affirmations for a while. So what are you affirming to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? You know, again, going on the savings, you know, God, I'm so stupid. I should have planned that. I now I'm going to be off by $50. You know, it's okay. Things happen. But you have to use constructive language to help build yourself to that next level and to keep a positive mindset state. Because again, a lot of negative things can come up. It happens. But at the end of the day, what are you trying to tell yourself? You know, be positive, being proactive. So again, those are your five key takeaway: is to set goals, get organized, take responsibility, prioritize what you can control. And yes, number five, use constructive language. Another thing I do want to add on that real quickly is get plenty of sleep. You know, people overestimate the power of having a good long night's rest. And if you're going into a circumstance that if you're tired, you're gonna be very short, you know, and it's not gonna be very constructive. And so just try to, you know, if you're getting up at 6 o'clock every morning, you know, try to get to bed at 9 o'clock, plan ahead, plan accordingly, and try to get enough sleep to get you through the day. Because again, if you don't get enough sleep, it's hard for you to deliver 100% yourself when you're not quite there mentally. And it's hard to follow through these five steps when you're just drained just because of lack of sleep. So that is what we have for the five steps today. I hope you guys got some value out of today's episode on becoming more proactive. Again, you know, it's just trying to maximize the efficiency of your day, trying to get the most out of it, and try to step away from the autopilot mode. And again, you know, an example I'm going to use is, say, for example, if you like to go on a morning run, it's easy to set your clothes off to the side, maybe with your socks and your running shoes, so then you don't have to go searching for them in the morning when you wake up. They're right there. So just setting yourself up for success, you know, setting goals, getting organized, taking responsibility, prioritizing what you can control, and use constructive language, being calm, your own personal cheerleader to get you through and to get you into the right mind state. And so today, I want to challenge you guys with this call to action. I want you guys to pick up an area of opportunity in your life, whatever it might be. So again, using my friend with his, he wants to start a band, but he wants to really get really good at, you know, playing his guitar. So he's going to follow these five steps I created, you know, setting goals, getting organized, taking responsibility, prioritizing what you can control, and using constructive language. So for a call to action, I would love for you guys to work out an area of opportunity in your life and utilize these five steps. And again, you know, if you use all five, that's great. If you only use a few, you know, anything is better than nothing. And I really want to hear back from you guys. So if you guys want to write into the show, info@therizeupmotivationalpodcast, or you can send us a message directly to our Facebook page at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast and let us know, like, how these five steps are impacting your day. What benefits are you seeing? Because I'd love to hear from you guys on what you guys are seeing, how much of a change you guys are seeing throughout your day by utilizing these five steps. So that is all the time we have on today's episode. If you guys found value in today's episode, please share it with your friends and family on Facebook and on Instagram. Again, you can tag me at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. That is my tag handle on Instagram. And let's go ahead and get the word out, because we want to impact as many people's lives as possible through our weekly message. And I'm going to leave you guys the same way I do at the end of every single episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys, and I appreciate all your support and love. And I hope you guys all have an amazing, amazing day. Take care.